Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios.
We'll do it live.
We're brought to you, of course, by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All of your protection will then be in one place, and that is a wonderful thing. So bundle and save at progressive.com. And, of course, while you're doing that, keep it locked here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83. However you may be listening, and you won't be disappointed. We got 3 hours of the Odd Couple coming your way. Let me introduce my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? How are you?
I am great.
How are you? Funky Flashback Friday. I'm great. I'm on my way to a red eye tonight after the show, Chris. Another red eye.
Where are you going?
I'm heading to Maryland, D.C. area. My best friend, Fred. Tomorrow is his 60th birthday, and I'm going down there to celebrate with him and his wife and their family and his family and everything, and looking forward to it. Fred Royster, just a great guy. Let me tell you how far back we go, Chris. The first pro athlete I ever interviewed was Daryl Strawberry, his rookie year, 1983, at Shea Stadium. I wrote a letter. I was in college and asked, you know, could I interview Strawberry, and they gave me a credential for the school paper. And Fred was in college, too. Not there. He went to Virginia State. Who? Strawberry or
Fred?
Yeah. Fred and I played baseball together growing up.
Okay.
But Fred came up as well, you know, to be there for this. And he took the pictures of me interviewing Strawberry, the one that I still have back from 1983,
okay.
Chris.
Okay.
And my best friend, Fred, is the one who took the picture.
That's cool.
So, yeah, it's
that
real
was
cool.
1983,
Chris. Wow. I know. It's just crazy.
I was just starting high school.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you. Actually, make me and Fred feel old. But I will say this, like, he was the best man at my wedding. He played shortstop. I played third. We've done so many things in he's gone to big games with me, you know what I mean, like in the stands, but, you know, he's always wanted to go to all the big events. And it's great
That's
to be
great,
able
man.
To, yeah, to spend some time with him.
Of course he wanted to go to the big events.
Yeah, he went to everything. The Super Bowl, you know what
Who
I mean?
Wouldn't?
The college. But he's a right. bigger sports fan than I am. Nobody's a bigger sports fan than Fred. Like, he loves sports. Yeah. But anyway, happy birthday,
man,
Fred.
That's good. I'm glad you're going to get to spend the 60th with him. I don't know if this will throw a monkey wrench into this because I am coming out to L.A., Rob, this weekend. And
wow.
I was
going
to be there in studio Monday to do the show with you. Now, are you going to be back for the Monday show?
Yes.
All right.
I will be back.
We will. You got to come into the studio so we can actually – do our first show since the Super Bowl, side by side.
Yeah,
and
first show in the studio.
In years.
In about 4 years in the studio.
At least, yeah. It's been a long time.
No, I have to come back for the challenge on KNBC Sunday.
Oh, so Sunday
I'll
night.
Fly, yeah.
All right.
So
well,
I just fly back.
I'm going out there for First Things First. First Things First is doing great, Rob. It's really doing
great.
Well.
Awesome.
Ratings are skyrocketing. And so they're bringing us out there for a town hall. For Fox Sports and myself and Nick Wright and Kevin Wiles, my co-hosts. So I'm flying out early Sunday morning, bright and early, and flying out of L.A. late Monday night on a red eye, midnight, I think, 11:59. So it'll be short and sweet, but it'll be good to see all you guys, Alex and Rob G, the super producer, Alex, of course.
You coming to L.A. is such a big deal. I think Rob G is paying for lunch on
Well, we going to lunch. I don't think he's paying.
Rob
G's
paying.
I think he's trying to pawn it off on
Rob, I heard this is an MLB bro expense.
There you go.
right. Can't you write it off, MLB bro?
I heard that.
Wow,
you know what, CB? In honor of you coming on Monday, I'll talk to my manager and we'll redirect the Tyshirt's Tower to Monday edition since you're in studio.
Oh,
how about that?
Oh, I'm down. Yes, that would be
too.
Fair. Then I can actually see how Rob gets down and why he's been winning some of these. So.
I'm upstanding citizen. Are you kidding?
Yeah. I've introduced Alex and Rob G. Of course, Elijah Sabunia on the social media. And on the updates, our man Steve DeSega. Let's get to it, Rob. Last night during the show, the Dallas Cowboys and the Seattle Seahawks were going at it. Great game. The rare Thursday night thriller. And the Cowboys came out on top 41-35. Great game. Really, really good. Both quarterbacks played well. Geno was solid. And Dak Prescott was great. Dak Prescott was exceptional. 29-41. 299 yards. 3 touchdowns. No picks. And this is what I want to ask you, Rob, because we talked about it, I guess, a week or so ago. Maybe a week and a half. And I said Dak should be in the MVP race. I'm not saying he should be the MVP right now, but I think he is right in the thick of the race. And I want to know, did last night – you disagreed. You think he's nowhere near. So last night, did that change your mind at all?
Last night was better for him. Better in that it was a playoff team from a year ago.
This year.
Yeah, but they were a playoff team a year ago. This is better than the stuff that he had been doing against the other team. So, sure, it was a big game. So, his conversation, his name is definitely in that conversation coming off of last night. But it's very the MVP, when you have had some clunkers and have beaten some patsies, is fragile. Because he's one bad game or 3 interceptions away from people going, no, he's not the MVP. Like, it's not like he's rock solid in the MVP conversation. That's how fluid it is. You love Micah Parsons after the first 2 games.
Well, yeah.
No,
I mean,
I'm just
bring that.
Just give my point is, you like Micah
week
Parsons.
Week 2 is different from week 13.
No, but Chris,
but
you liked him after those 2. You also like Christian McCaffrey after
And I like Brock Purdy. And I mean,
and
I like a lot
Brock
of guys
Purdy.
At early points
no,
of the
No, I know.
Season.
And my point is, every time they have a bad game or 2, they fall out. And I believe that Dak can fall out from this conversation with a bad performance. Is he in it now, Chris, after last night? Yes. All I'm saying is it ain't like he's wedged in and no matter what happens from here on out, he's in that conversation. That's all.
Here, look, I agree with some of what you said. Where I disagree is the difference in week two, week five, whatever, early in the season, of course a clunker can take you completely out of it because we only got four games. We only got three games, you know. So, but now you've had two-thirds of the season played. And so, sure, a horrible game will drop him a bit, but it's not like he's the only one who could have or has had bad games. This is a unique year in that no one is running away with it. And I think he's really only had – he's had one horrific game, which was San Francisco. Three interceptions, one TD, 153 yards. And then Arizona was a bad game too. 250, one TD, one interception. And those stats don't sound horrible, but they lost to a two-win team. So it was a bad game. But we could look at just about every candidate and point to some clunkers like that. You know, we talked about Jalen Earl, who I think right now is the front runner. We talked about him earlier in the season. His first six games, it was seven TDs, seven interceptions. And now he's surged since then. Patrick Mahomes has not been the Mahomes that we've come to know and love. Brock Purdy, you know, is on the periphery of it. Tua has, talk about some clunkers, Tua's had several just mediocre games. And so I do think Dak is there. It's weird because when I'm on First Things First, Nick Wright and Greg Jennings are saying Dak is the MVP right now. And I'm arguing against them. No, he's not. He's in the race. He's firmly in the mix, but he is not the MVP. And now with you, I'm just trying to convince you, he's in the mix. It's like I'm arguing both sides. But
no, I said after last night, he is in the mix now.
I don't think it's as I don't know what the word is, but I don't think it's as flimsy, for lack of a better word, as you're saying.
Well, last night, going into last night's game,
yeah, going into last night, what was he was? But he was fifth, and it depends on what. There's different odds. Some
no, I know, but I'm just saying that was last night. One game before last night, despite what he had been as the NFC Player of the Month, despite that, he still was fifth or sixth or wherever he was. And I know those are just Las Vegas odds. I'm not saying that.
I think he was as high as fourth, though, in some.
Okay, but you get my point is coming off of that award, people still didn't have him even in the top three. They still had Patrick Mahomes ahead of him, who's not having a great year. So it speaks volumes that despite the numbers he had put up, some people didn't buy all the way into it because of the opponents that he piled
well, that's
numbers.
Where that's where I agree with you. That's why that's I don't think, like, numbers wise, he and Brock Purdy have the best numbers of the quarterbacks.
And Brock was behind him.
Yeah, I mean, because you know Brock, there was a three-game losing streak, and Brock, both actually, honestly, Rob, both of these guys, and I'm not saying it's actually unfair, but both Brock Purdy and Dak Prescott are fighting perception. Brock Purdy was Mr. Irrelevant, the last man drafted. He's got a lot of great players around him. That team has been good before he took over, been to a Super Bowl, been to two NFC title games. And so it's even I, who like Brock Purdy a lot, I'm still like not ready to call him elite, even though his numbers and his production has been elite because of the background. Mr. Irrelevant was good at Ohio, really good at Iowa State, but not, you know, in like the world on fire. And so I want to see more. So I think that's one thing that's working against him is people thinking, wow, can he really be the MVP, Mr. Irrelevant? And I think for Dak, for slightly different reasons, same thing. Because he was, Rob, we've watched him for 7 years be good, but not close to MVP caliber. We've seen him put up numbers but lose or have a middling record. We've seen him go 2-4 in the playoffs. So we haven't thought of Dak Prescott as an MVP candidate, like one of the perennial ones. And so I think he's got to give a little extra because that's the perception of him. But where I agree with you strongly is that he's got to do it against better competition. That's and the all. Good thing is he's got the chance because their schedule last night was the start of a run that is going to, you know, put they're going to play the best team, some of the best teams in the league.
So it's Philadelphia. Up to him.
Yep.
So it's up
if to he him. If he continues to play this well, then he's got a great shot. He got the Eagles, the Bills, and the Dolphins, and the Lions, Rob. I mean, he don't have to win every game, but he has to play well. And if they win, say, three of those, which I know is a big ask.
It's a tall order, but right. Still, I get it.
But and even if they win two, depending on, you know, what other quarterbacks do, and he plays really well in all the games, he's got a shot. So I think he's having his best year, Rob. Would you agree with that?
I guess numbers-wise, I guess before, what was the...
It's not even numbers-wise his best, but because, you know, a lot of those years where he had great numbers, he was losing.
Yeah, I was
trying to think.
Yeah,
2-3, you know, he got hurt that year, but...
That was the...
I think it's his best year.
2020 year? Yeah, I think.
Here's why I'd say it's his best, because he is the engine. Like, we've always said he's kind of a glorified game manager. He is a guy that you need a great running game, but then he can be your quarterback and use his legs and make some plays here and there. Don't throw it more than 30 times, though. This year, that's out the window. They don't have a great running game. They got a solid kind of running game. It's middle of the pack. He is the driving force of the offense now. And CeeDee Lamb's great, but I mean, you need somebody to throw it to CeeDee. CeeDee ain't Tyreek Hill. And so I think that's why I think it's his best year, Rob, because he's actually the driving force of their offense. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Is Dak Prescott now firmly in the MVP conversation? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, next, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Dynasty the King. King.
What's good, y'all? It's your main man, Michael Smith, esteemed NFL analyst and certified fantasy football legend. Allow me to present to you your new favorite fantasy football podcast, The Dynasty Exchange, hosted by my first-round rookie picks, Davis, Dylan, and Josh, three guys who most definitely know their stuff. They're the co-commissioners of the coolest and most cutthroat dynasty league you'll ever come across, the Yacht Club. And now they're the co-hosts of the most elite. Now make that the definitive dynasty program in the game. It's dedicated to only the most devoted of diehards, the guys like me who can't stay off Sleeper and KTC. And trust me, you won't regret making the choice to follow their dynasty advice. Listen to Michael Smith Presents The Dynasty Exchange on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results. tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it's the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard. He is Rob Parker. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. Did you know that Discover wants everyone, and that includes you, to feel special? That's why with Discover Card, you've got access 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations do apply. 877-99 on Fox. Is Dak Prescott firmly in the MVP conversation? Your thoughts?
All right, let's go. Blind Seahawks fan in Olympia. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
Chris Broussard, Rob Parker. How you guys doing?
Doing good.
Yeah, great, man. How are you?
I'm doing good. Now, my thing on this Dak Prescott take is I think he at this point, he's probably the MVP because, like, the way that offense has been moving this year, they're 6-0 at home. It's just going really well for the Cowboys. But I will say this. Like 6 weeks ago, like, but we are all saying most of us are saying Brock Purdy's the MVP, and that brings up Rob's point where with one bad game, your whole like MVP campaign could get thrown out the window. So it's going to be really interesting.
But don't you think later in the season, it's more the body of work? I get it early in the year. You know, I think a clunker will take you down a notch or several notches.
Chris, I think because of Dak's history, you talked about it earlier, his perception. So if he has a bad game against a good team, people are going to see, I know he can't win that game, and that's what he's fighting against. And I think people would look at it, you know what I mean? And fair or not, I think that's the part that Dak has to overcome.
But I think it's wins and losses, though. I mean, because if they are to, like, win against the Eagles and play and he's, like, to play average or a little below average, he's probably still going to get that praise.
If the Eagles win every game and they beat the Cowboys and Dak, Dak's going to be the MVP?
Jalen, assuming he keeps playing well.
Right.
But if Jalen – yeah, look, Rob, it's wide open. I mean, and it's not just Jalen and Dak. You know, it's Lamar and Mahomes and Tua maybe.
What if the Ravens run the table, Chris, and you know what I mean, and Lamar plays well and has a couple games like he had against the Lions?
Numbers aren't spectacular, but yeah. I mean, he's firmly – you don't judge him by numbers.
No, because you know what a difference maker he is on the field. Right. He makes other people around him better.
Right.
Andre in Massachusetts, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Dre?
What's going on? Thanks for taking the call. I think Dak's in the MVP conversation for the sole purpose of having Dak in the MVP conversation and bringing that ginormous Dallas market and all those eyeballs with it. Listen, Dak has to prove in a big spot. This is what people have been saying, that he is the reason the Cowboys win a game, and not the Cowboys win the game in spite of Dak. That's the hurdle.
That's been the perception, absolutely. In the past, you think this season? That's not the fact. This season, exactly. He has been their best offensive player, and their defense has been great against the tomato cans, but not great against the three teams with 500 or above records. Like last night, why'd they win that game? You can't say it was the defense. Gave up 35 points. He was the reason they won that game. So I get the perception, though, but it's just not been the reality this year.
Yeah, all right. Sometimes perception is reality, and that's the hard part.
That's something tough to overcome.
Yeah,
man,
it
no
is
doubt.
Sometimes.
No doubt. All right, 877-99 on Fox. You'll get a chance to weigh in again next hour. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We got Gus Johnson coming up around the corner. That's a great one.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, thank you, Steve. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. Test your skills on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit prizepicks.com/odd100. and use the code ODD100 for a first deposit match up to $100 today. Our next guest is the voice of college football, and that's not hyperbole. Fox Sports play-by-play broadcaster, friend of the show, Gus Johnson. Gus, welcome to the Odd Couple, brother.
Gus. Hey, I got my two boys. What's going on, man? What's good? It's man, nice to hear your voices. Happy holidays.
You too, brother. And we said earlier that you are this generation's Keith Jackson.
No doubt.
You cool with that?
Man, you know, Keith Jackson is Zeus. I just to be mentioned in the same sentence with Mr. Jackson is an honor and a privilege, and words can't express the amount of gratitude that I have that you guys feel like that. I really appreciate it.
Nah, man, you've earned it for sure. And what a weekend, man. Huge for college football. Let's just get right to it, man. I have been a fan of or an advocate for expanding the playoff to whether it was 8 or now it's going to be 12, which I'm happy about. And I'm looking at this year, and if an Alabama wins, and, you know, if all Alabama's not so much expected, but if they win and then everybody else kind of wins that's expected to, it's going to be hard to narrow it down to 4. How are you looking at it this year as far as the playoff?
It's funny you said that, because I was just in a meeting with Joel Klatt, and, you know, my partner, and he's an expert at it all. He said, if Alabama beats Georgia, all hell breaks loose.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
All hell breaks loose if Alabama beats Georgia. He feels that you got Texas there. If Alabama beats Georgia, then Alabama and Georgia may go, and then you got to pull Texas in there to go with Michigan. Florida State's quarterback is hurt. He's got a concussion, so he's not going to go in the ACC championship game against a very good Louisville team. So what happens if Florida State loses to Louisville and
Washington,
then you got
Oregon
Ohio State
tonight.
Sitting at 6? It's just so much, man. It's so. First of all, I think it's great, and yeah, they're going to expand. They're already in negotiations about that for next season. But right now, it just makes the whole sport so exciting. I know there are going to be some disappointed people, teams, and fan bases when all the dust settles. But it just like, for example, I forgot. I can't now. I'm so excited because the game tomorrow for me is at night. Now I get to go up after this meeting and after I talk to you guys, and I get to watch this Oregon Washington game. This is going to be great.
Yep.
I mean, this is huge.
Now let me, Gus. Let me ask you about this year's college football season. Most of the time, it's pretty much the standard usual suspects who are involved, and we know who they are, and you know what's going to usually play out. This year, which was interesting, was a lot of different stuff, including Deion Sanders, who was named Sports Illustrated's Sports Person of the Year. Deion, no doubt about it, shook up college football the first couple of weeks, but it was a bad ending. Where were you on that, and just what Deion did with college football? Do you think he was warranted the Sports Person of the Year?
Oh, man, I tell you, First of all, I've always loved Deion Sanders as a player. In college at Florida State, in the pros with the Cowboys, the 49ers, and the Falcons, and the Ravens, and in baseball, and with Cincinnati and the Yankees and other teams he played for. I just think that he's a wonderful personality. I think he's a grounded man. And I think that what he did for college football, he injected some vitality, even more vitality into college football, because we were all, you know, we've seen Deion Sanders basically grow up in front of our eyes, most of us. And we see him now as a head coach at a Power 5 school, leaving Jackson State after success down there. And we're seeing what he is trying to accomplish in his first season at Colorado. And I think he did a wonderful job. Especially those games that he won. The TCU win at the beginning of the season was exciting. He'd be getting like between 7 and 11 million viewers per game when they were competitive. But I think that he's still a young coach at this level, and he learned, and he's learning that, you know, the Pac-12 is no joke.
No, it was no joke.
Unfortunately, right, it was just no joke. There's not an easy game. in the Pac-12. And he learned. He learned about his team. He learned about, you know, bringing a bunch of transfers in and trying to put them together. And playing in a conference like the Pac-12, it may not be the perfect equation. You know, you got to work through getting kids out of high school and getting them in there and grooming them and growing them and those kind of things. But I think that, you know, Deion Sanders didn't do anything wrong. And I think that he is the kind of coach that may be the future of college football. And I really love what he did, and I just wish him nothing but success. And I think he's going to be successful at Colorado. It's just a matter of time. But for the first year after winning one game the previous year, you win four this year, I think job well done.
Gus, you mentioned Deion at Jackson State, HBCU. And you went to an HBCU, Howard University. You were actually there with my brother, Terry. We weren't critical of him for leaving Jackson State or anything like that. But I want to ask you this. A lot of people talk about, man, the HBCUs are sleeping giants as far as sports, if you could get some of the top athletes to go there. What do you think of that notion, and what would it take? Is it even realistic, or what would it take to really, you know, sprout the athletic programs, at least football and basketball, at some of these HBCUs?
Well, obviously it takes financing, but I think that's unrealistic. You know, we have a system, a culture of football and big-time college sports, and the HBCUs just aren't there, and that's just really not probably going to happen. Especially when you see a coach today, Matt Rhule from Nebraska, said that in order to get a good quarterback out of the transfer portal, it's going to cost us between $1 and $2 million.
Right.
So the sport has been transferred into basically a high level minor league sport, and I'm happy that the kids are getting paid. I'm very, very happy that you know, they're sharing some of the money, and that hopefully down the road they'll do something to where they can get an even bigger piece of that pie, hopefully. But I think it's great, especially for these African-American athletes who dominate the sport, to be able to earn a living while going to college and getting an education. But in terms of historically black colleges and universities, I think we have our own culture, and I think it's a great culture. It would be nice to see it financed a little bit more, but I don't think that our schools are for sports. It's sports is a part of it, very small part of it. I think that what the mission is for African-American universities, historically black colleges and universities, black colleges, as we were called when I was at Howard, is to educate our kids. And to continue to educate them, to continue to, you know, pass knowledge on to them. And sports is a nice little piece, but it's not the same as other levels.
All right, here we go. Everybody loves you on the college football, except for one guy, Christopher Mad Dog Russo. Chris, did you hear this stuff?
No, I didn't.
So you know I'm on MLB Network, and Russo has a show on there. I'm on his show every so often, but he took exception, A, to two things. Gus, I don't even know if you read this or saw this, but he did not like that you call Marvin Harrison Jr. Maserati Marv. He hates that. He said he hates that nickname. Is it his name? Doesn't Chris Russo have a nickname?
Did he say why? Or
this just was like a rant or whatever. And number two, he said Michigan, Ohio State is not the greatest sports rivalry in the country or in sports history. He says, did you ever hear the Yankees and the Red Sox, or the Dodgers and Giants, or the Bears or the Packers? So Russo had exception with some of the stuff you
Bears,
said.
Bears, Packers.
Yeah, that's what he said, Bears, Packers. But I just wanted to know if you saw it.
Oh, man, Chris Russo. I've always really liked him. But, you know, I mean, that's okay. Criticism is part of the game, and if anything, I take this, to be honest with you, I mean, just hearing it, I take it as a compliment. I'm actually flattered that I'm on his mind like that. So,
right,
tell him I said thank you.
And you know what?
Right.
Hey,
you live rent free.
Exactly. They don't talk about you if you're irrelevant. You know that. If you don't,
hey,
your name never comes
right.
up.
Yeah, that's right. If they're not talking about you, you got trouble. That's what you should worry.
Right. Quickly, no doubt. Before you go, Gus. Coming into the season and certainly throughout the first half of the season, Caleb Williams, hands down best quarterback in the country, number one in the NFL draft coming up. Now, you know, he's still the consensus or the most likely number one, but there are those naming Drake May and all that. In your mind, is it Caleb undoubtedly the number one and best quarterback prospect?
I don't know about that.
Oh, it's a pause. Did you hear that pause? Did you hear that?
No,
Drake May,
know
somebody
that.
Else?
I mean, it depends on the team, and it depends on the system of that team. I think Caleb Williams is a phenomenal talent. I really do. But there's some other guys out there that I think are pretty doggone good, too. I'm sure they're going to be evaluated by the scouts. Like this kid that we're watching tomorrow, J.J. McCarthy. I mean, yeah. I don't think J.J. has even started to scratch. He's not even he's only at the tip of the iceberg of who he's going to be as a professional quarterback. And he doesn't even get a chance to throw it that much. So, I think Caleb is, you know, if they picked him number one overall, I would not be surprised, but I don't know. I mean, I like seeing these kids playing big games and get an opportunity to see Bo Nix is another one. Michael Penix Jr. is another quarterback. Drake May at North Carolina is another quarterback that all should be given consideration. So there are a lot of young, talented players out there. And Caleb Williams is at the top of the list of the men that play that position.
All right, that's the great Gus Johnson, Fox Sports play-by-play broadcaster. Check him out tomorrow, the Big Ten Championship with Joel Klatt. He'll be calling the game Michigan versus Iowa. That's tomorrow, 8 p.m. Eastern time right here.
Can I ask one question?
Yes. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Okay, Rob, what do you think about – I mean, I got to get your take on this because so much has happened.
Oh, I already know where he's going with the Lions.
Give me a thumbnail sketch on what you think of Coach Harbaugh and what's going on with Michigan and all that stuff.
All right, look, where there's a little smoke, there's fire, and this is the only thing I'm going to say, Gus. He wanted his due process and his day in court, and then, I don't know, the Big Ten must have showed him some evidence that they had, so that changed real quick, and he accepted the 3-game suspension. So that was interesting to me, but he has. If they can win a national championship, you got to give him credit, but that's what he has to get done, Gus. He needs a national championship. Would you agree?
Right. I would agree, but he's done a great job turning that program around. Remember, they had lost 8-3.
Gus and I was going back and forth at it, Chris. We would every so often text about Michigan.
All right, Gus. Thank you, brother.
All right, you know,
have a good game tomorrow. Yep, more couple coming your way.
Thank you, buddy.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Lou Rawls. Wow. All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios. Test your skills on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit prizepicks.com/odd100 and use the code ODD100 for a first deposit match up to $100 today. It's time, folks, for Shekel City.
To Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, a little Shekel City, Chris. Last night, I got the best bet right. Remember I told you to take Seattle +9.5. They easily covered that, right? The 9.5. But I was 1-2 a couple of NBA games. My teams won both games, but did not cover the spread.
You
Sorry
know what I hear?
That.
You know what I'm hearing, guys?
A bunch of I was wrong.
A bunch of excuses.
What?
Why don't you start out like you usually do? I was 1-2.
All right.
Usually start, I was 2-1. Oh, three. You were 1-2. No excuses.
All right. All right. Tonight, best bet, Mavericks -6.5. Hosting the Grizz.
No Luka, remember. No Luka.
No, it's still the Grizzlies on the road. I'm going to take Mavericks. The Nuggets, -2.5, Chris. At the Suns. Nuggets -2.5 at the Suns. And I'm taking the Spurs, Chris, +13.5 at the Pelicans. And I know Wimby's out. They might even just cover and lose by 12. Because, my God, Wimby and that team, Chris, awful. Can you imagine how bad they are? Only the Pistons are worse.
They were actually playing okay early. I don't know what happened. I'm looking for more from Pop, man. I'm sorry.
They shouldn't be this bad. Nothing wrong with being that, right? They shouldn't be this bad. It's the same thing, Chris, I say with Monty Williams. It ain't okay. The Pistons got a young team. They're not going to win all again. But like the way that they're losing,
like this?
Right? There's something wrong there. That's the part. I'm with you. Same thing with Pop. These games are not even competitive.
No.
All right. So again, Mavericks -6.5. Nuggets -2.5, and the Spurs +13.5. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
Did I do that?
Yes, I know.
All right, Rob. The Chargers are facing the Patriots, visiting the Patriots Sunday. And Mac Jones, the first-round draft pick of the Patriots a few years ago, in his third season, benched. He's now third string, which means he's pretty much done in New England. Bailey Zappe, the unheralded Bailey Zappe, will be starting when they face the Chargers. I think it's obvious that Mac Jones is done in New England. The question is, do you think he'll start, another game? I don't say another game because that can happen to anybody. But that he'll be – is he done as a starter in the NFL, in your opinion?
It's going to be rough. I'm not saying it's impossible, Chris, but it's going to be rough because despite – didn't he make the – his first year was pretty decent, right?
He was 10-7.
Yeah, it was pretty decent.
He was a Pro Bowler, actually. I mean,
he'd have to come in and wow somebody because the tape on him and what they've seen and how poorly the Patriots played, it's hard to be a general manager to bring that guy up to a podium, Chris, and talk about him turning your franchise around.
See that? Yeah, I agree. I don't think a team is going to sign him and then like just give him the job.
Right.
That's over. Now, could he be somewhere? He can. I think he can go somewhere and have a quarterback battle. You know, like Sam Darnold, Marcus Mariota, Mitch Trubisky. They got shots like that. And I also think, Rob, there's a feeling that Belichick broke him. Now, if you want to say, well, he's too weak, that's on you. But I think Belichick didn't handle him great. I mean, he's had three OCs. One of them was a DC. All right, so I think he'll get a shot down the road. Keep it locked. All right, couple.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.